It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we're back, and it's hour number three on Wednesday, the 10th of July. Believe it or not, although the banner ad is down for the sale from the 4th of July, the coupon is still up until the end of the day, and I think Michelle's going to take it down after the show today. But if you're trying to save 7% on NutriMeds and the amazing Lumen Photon, you can still put the coupon Liberty in and squeak it in the last moment, or call Michelle, 888-212-8871. We have the amazing Professor Bill Warner on from politicalislam.com. He's here for the next two segments. And, Professor, I hear a lot of crazy comments from two of our Muslim congresswomen. It crystallizes your issue. It was totally aside from the religious side of this. What you do is what's called extreme logic. You've actually translated and have the books available for the Hadith and Quran, an actual timeline that explains the insanity of the so-called pseudo-religious system called Islam and how dangerous it is to not only the people that are believing in it, but how few actually adhere to all of the constructs of it, and how dangerous it is to try to integrate it with Western democracy. And the comments by Omar and her colleague, Talib, are pretty, what I would call, statutory indications of just how dangerous Islam is, and how, in fact, you've been banned in a number of places because you just point out facts that are actually quoted from the Hadith and the Quran by an actual translation. So tell us about your website and what you do and how the books you have available and other services you provide and the kind of response you've had not only here but overseas in Europe and elsewhere to talking about the truth and even not even getting to the religious side of it, just the political side of Islam. What's going on?
Well, let's start with the last thing you said, which is let's talk with the politics of Islam. I have no interest in Islam as a religion. That is, whether you go to heaven or hell, that's not my concern. What I'm interested in is this life. And so I define everything that deals with Islam that deals with the outsider, the kafir, the unbeliever. I call that political Islam. That's the part that affects me and you, Dr. Bill. The other part, if they pray five times a day or four times a day, your life and my life will not change at all.
Right.
So I don't care about that. But I do care about it's political. And you've mentioned these two congresswomen. We're seeing now that Muslims are beginning to run for office, and they're a very powerful political force because they vote as a bloc.
Right.
And then they get another kind of vote, too, which is the one that drives me crazy, which is the sympathetic vote from all those people who don't know anything about it, and this includes many Christians. They don't know anything about it, but they know since they're being picked on, they must be a victim. And Dr. Bill, what card trumps all other cards today in the political discussion? The victim.
Right.
So since Islam is always the victim, when Muhammad was sending people out to assassinate others, the Muslims were the victims. They're always. So what we're seeing is that the Muslims are becoming very much moving into politics, and they are a political force which we have not seen the like of yet. And so, and they're not shy.
Right. Well, they're very vicious, and
I'm slack-jawed.
But yeah, they say things that are so obscene and so aggressive about it. And how dare you even disagree with them? Because they present it like they're religious prophets and prophetesses, and then if you disagree, it's a form of apostasy. It's
right,
a geopolitical.
Exactly right. You put it best.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not talking about the end of life and where you go afterward. We're talking about life on Earth. We're talking about life on Earth.
They pray facing Mecca every day. I don't care if they pray facing Miami. Yeah. Do you?
No. To be honest with you, they have no conception about what's really going to happen. I use jokes to actually try to get through to this. I say, you know, these people will blow themselves up, these young Muslims, trying to get 72 virgins. 200 years ago, Allah ran out of virgins, and he gives you young prepubertal boys. But by the way, in Islam, is okay. That's why we have chained kids under prepubertal boys that they've told our troops in Afghanistan, don't bother these Muslims in Afghanistan. They're actually raping regularly at night their boy chained to a bed because he's prepubertal, and it's okay in Islam. People don't get this, do they? Or they go to an Islamic priest and they get a two-hour dispensation to have a prostitute, to have a two-hour marriage to a prostitute. So it's not a violation of the Quran. They've had a dispensation. It's very disgusting how they run this faith. It is, and we're just talking about on the physical level. They abuse women. In fact, I heard a statement by one of my Mary and I Christian friends from Lebanon, that it goes this way in the Middle East. For Islam, it doesn't matter if you're Arabic or white or whatever you are, like the same thing with Muslims in they're white Muslims in the Russian states, you know, like it goes man, camel, goat, cow, woman at the bottom. And women are treated like they're chattel in Islam. And that's why I'm amazed at the comments of women still wearing the hijab here in America or trying to pretend that that somehow Islam is going to bring freedom to women. And they get really aggressive over it. In fact, I see women in the Democratic Party, when the Democrats are totally for abortion in Islam, by the way, if you do abortion in a Muslim country, they cut off the hands and head of the abortionist before Friday morning prayers. Yet these women are in the demon-ratic party. It's unbelievable to me. It's really, it boggles my mind. It's a form of mental illness that I find very hard to take.
Well, we're the ones, I think, with the mental illness, although we could die. There's enough mental illness to spread around.
Right.
But when I see how we react to these things, which you've been talking about, that is, these are questions that I ask time and time again. How come feminists will stand up and march with Muslim women? Because when you see a woman with a hijab on,
right,
this means that they're compliant with Sharia law. And
right,
under Sharia law, Dr. Bill, you and I do not do well at all. We're supposed to be subjugated.
Right.
And yet we have feminists who will be silent about this and actually stand up for Islam as being like it's some sort of women's lib movement.
It's not.
Well, it's not at all.
Women's subjugation unit. And to be honest with you, it doesn't really put forward anything exceptional about anybody. That's one of the reasons why Muslim countries don't do well financially. Look at Saudi Arabia with all the money they've had. They haven't modernized their country. There's a few people trying to modernize it, but how can you when the vast majority of the population can't accumulate wealth? It's in a small number of royal families, and basically they mishandle their money and invest into corporations all over the place. One of these people was hung upside down and tortured. What was his name? One of the princes of Saudi Arabia. And they were trying to torture him because he actually owned a large chunk of Facebook and I believe it was one of the other big social media companies. And they're trying to get at him so that he would persecute Alex Jones. Now, I don't agree with Alex Jones on a lot of things, but he has a right to raise issues. But the fact is, the left, and including our intel agencies, the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, and their tentacles, I call Facebook, Twitter, etc., but they're all just tentacles of the so-called superstate, digital superstate, they're working with Islam. And that's what we see. For example, they'll actually hide information about how bad Islam is, and the fact that even parts of our government are collaborating to create the ISIS and Al-Qaeda. These were our creations. They didn't occur spontaneously. They're our creations, aren't they?
By the way, you say here, talking about the Silicon Valley titans, Google has an actual operating rule, which is the searches will, if at all possible, elevate Islam and degradate those who criticize Islam. So if you think that Google is a fair searcher of information, that is simply not the case. So this is
Google,
by the way, is Google, I think, is far more dangerous than Facebook or Twitter.
Of course it is.
Because Google, we're coming up on election. And the last election, the presidential election, Google was stunned to find out that Trump had won. But they pretty much issued a guarantee that Trump will not win this time if you want to find it on the web.
Well, Google basically has also made a statement to get rid of functional integrative medicine, too, and to suppress any links to it, even if it's scientifically supported. And the fact is that Google, I've changed their name
to
GodGo.
Are you saying that facts should have something to do with the search?
Yeah, well, they don't believe in that. In fact, Google has actually become like a pseudo-religious cyber god. And, in fact, if they did have an AI system that was allowed to monitor everything, it would become the image of the beast. So the image of the beast, in fact, is a future generation of Google tied to what's called a virtual world project, which I'm very familiar with, the primary node at Schriever Air Force Base and the Cray Super Array underground. People say, oh, no, that's not the case. I said, look, I actually met after a conference in 1998 with a guy from Lockheed Martin who gave me the actual documents of how their actual plans are by the globalist organizations, which are making dark alliances with the left and the right and globalists and Islam. And they're having, and at the same time they make chaos, they make ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they migrate out and actually resurrect and save the leaders of these groups when we move into, say, Syria, and are about to bomb out all their lower functionaries and blow them to bits, they take the leaders out and fly them out in our helicopters and save them so they don't die. I mean, it's so disgusting what's going on, and Trump is maybe partially getting aware of this, that there's elements inside our government that are working directly against the American state. And much of it, for example, why did we tolerate junior congresswomen like Tlaib and Omar? I call her AOC, or one that has absent a cortex. I mean, we should not tolerate this. We should not tolerate a soft coup against the U.S. government. We should not tolerate media collaborating with agencies, should we?
Well, we have to ask ourselves a question. How come these Muslim women were elected when they're not a majority? There's not a majority of Muslims in their territory. That is, you ever heard of Phil Haney, who wrote a book called If You See Something, Say Nothing? He was part of the Department of Homeland Security, and that's a corrupt piece of business there. But he spent a lot of time in Minnesota, and where these women come from, well, one of them at least, and he said only 20% of the conservatives voted in the election. Do you know why? Because they didn't like their candidate that they could vote for. So they just sat out passively and let the other Muslim, and let the Muslim be elected because they didn't find the perfect candidate to vote
for. You're kidding. Wow. That's amazing.
So we have to ask ourselves, it's true these women have risen to power in Washington, D.C., but why? How did that happen? Because they're not a 51% majority in the territory they ran from. But we come back to the point where, you see, I hold that here's one of my problems. You've been discussing this as well. We are what the new word is now, we're deplatformed.
Right.
That is, we're not given a platform to speak. But one of the beautiful things about an election campaign is you do have a platform that anyone can speak on.
That right.
Is, Dr. Bill, if you're running for Congress and you're going to do a public event, I can come to your public event and I can ask you questions. I can hand
right.
out leaflets, wave signs at you. So when Muslims run for office, this is a time when we should all be out there with our signs, with our brochures, asking difficult questions of them.
Right.
And yet we don't do that. We're so polite, Bill, it's killing us.
Well, I think you've been deplatformed. To give us a little bit of the story of how many of these so-called intel agencies and platforms have actually tried to suppress you and your political Islam, not only here but overseas. What's the story there?
Well, the story is, of course, is I'm not popular with these people because what do I do? I address the facts of Islam. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to me, I don't really criticize Islam. Who have I criticized? In this talk that we're giving you here right now, have I criticized? I've criticized the conservatives who helped elect these people.
Right.
I've criticized the voters who don't come to their campaign events and ask difficult questions. I don't criticize Muslims. I don't criticize Islam. I just say this is what it is. But for saying what it is, it's not very popular with those who are in power. And so as a consequence, I temporarily, well, in Germany, for instance, where I have an organization, we plotted one simple thing on Facebook, which was two graphs, rise in immigration and the rise in crime. We said, are these two things connected? Well, Merkel's government said, basically, they're not connected at all, and we won't let you speak on the issue. And so Facebook took us down. Because all we did was looked at two graphs and ask a question.
Well, let's change it from Facebook to the face of evil. How's that?
Say again?
The face instead of Facebook, the face of evil.
Well, it's not the face of truth. We can certainly establish that.
Right. Face of lies. Then who's a liar among all? It's Satan. What I see happening is they've turned the religions into the so-called political parties into pseudo-religions. It's very similar to what I see the rise of Takamata and the Great Inquisition. They don't tolerate dialogue. They don't tolerate facts. They don't tolerate logic or even decency or human compassion. It's, for example, when AOC was criticizing the government for getting money to build beds for these children that are being held here in detention because of the fact that Democrats won't fix the laws to return the kids to their home country, she criticized the company making the beds. So she didn't want the people to make beds for these little kids so they have to sleep on the floor. This woman is nuts. She's evil. And the same was as Tlaib. And they're literally like they're like a wild animal, like a pit bull off their chain ready to bite you. That's what they're like. That's what Islam does. Islam turns you into a pit bull geopolitically and religiously, doesn't it?
Well, so you're saying it changed him into a pit bull. But Dr. Bill, what has changed us?
We're passive. We're tolerant.
We also have changed. Well, churches and says, what has ever happened to righteous anger?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and the amazing thing is that all these things are happening, and the passivity of the population to me is amazing, but it also attacked the messenger. Have you been attacked just because you actually point out facts, either by normal citizens or even people that are Muslim, for example? I remember you mentioned a story you gave last year on the show about a Muslim gentleman who doesn't obviously read the Quran, who was drinking a beer, and actually you raised a few questions to him about Islam. He was in the dark. He hadn't even read the Quran himself. We see a situation where we see the left making a strange alliance with Islam, not realizing it's totally anathema to anything that the left believes in. They're just a dark alliance. And they use them as a tool to get further control over the population because they're both involved with a control freak system. Because basically, according to Walid and Theodore Shubat, from Shobat, Shoebat.com, used to be a Palestinian terrorist, married an American, became a Christian, and moved to America. And his son, Theodore, Shoebat, he says, look, Islam is not really a religion. It's maybe 14% religion-ish. It's basically a political mind control system that controls everything from how you go to the bathroom to how you eat and how you have sex to everything controlling you. And the controls, by the way, are akin to kind of like psychological mind control in a totalitarian state. So every Islamic country is, again, a form of total mind control, isn't it? Isn't that true? I don't hear our guest, so I guess we're going to try to reconnect here. So what do you think? Oh, I guess we lost Bill Warner. We must reconnect there. He's actually on for two segments, not one. So where I think things are going to go here, Trump is going to, number one, start to increase the defense against nuclear weapons. He's going to start doing things financially against those who are supposedly our allies that are still allowing and tolerating the increased enrichment of uranium by Iran. He's going to start really putting the screws to Russia financially and otherwise. You know, there already are a number of sanctions. To think that he was a functionary and collaborated with Russia for the last election is insanity. The fact is, I think that we need to have more sanctions against the Democratic Party, the politicians, the deep state inside our government and Department of Justice and FBI, etc. And so, Bill Warner, I'd like you to kind of highlight on what's going on here for this situation, because I see some very dark things happening. The thing that surprises me most, and Lynn, you pointed out in the last segment, is the passivity by so-called Christians and regular Americans to the insanity of Islam. And you point out, if you just deal with the real world on this level, not the next world, Islam is dangerous to any Western culture, isn't it? No matter whether it's Europe or Canada or America, it's a dangerous system, isn't it?
Well, here's what's more dangerous. I think one of the news events that happened in the last couple of weeks is a colleague of mine named Raymond Ibrahim wrote a really good book called Sword and Scimitar, in which he looks at the history of the Islam and the history of Europe, how they interacted with each other, and it's always a brutal business.
Right.
He was going to give a talk at the U.S. Army War College based on, guess what, the history of Islamic Jihad.
Right.
You would think that if you were a military officer, wouldn't you want to know the doctrine of the enemy you're fighting? I mean, and the history of what he's been doing?
Absolutely.
So it's a very legitimate study to know the history of your enemy and the doctrine of your enemy. But what happened to the U.S. War College? Well, they disinvited him because CARE, the Committee on Committee on American Islamic Relations or something like that, they advertise themselves as a civil rights organization. And so they said, oh, no, you can't get this guy in here. He's some form of Islamophobe.
Right.
And so what did the U.S. Army College do? They said, well, goodness gracious, we don't want to be inviting any army, and we don't want to offend any Muslims. So they uninvited Raymond Ibrahim.
Well, look at Imash, who's a GOP who now left the party. This guy was never a Republican, real Republican supporting Trump. In fact, this guy supports care. And to be honest with you, of the 10.2 million Muslims in America, 52%, according to an internal poll, would support Sharia law, and 20% would even do violence against fellow Americans if called by a leader, Islamic leader inside America. People don't understand that Islam is dangerous. What I've heard from my classified sources, there's at least 42 live ammunition Muslim terror training camps in America, and probably tens of thousands of sleeper cells that, if activated by some Islamic overlord, could start doing terror in America. And people don't get it, do they?
They don't get it, and I think they don't get it because they don't want to get it. After
right.
a while, if you have a next-door neighbor, and you notice that once a week there seem to be children over there, and then the children disappear, after a while, if the children keep disappearing, you have a moral obligation to ask a question and do something about it.
Well,
we seem to be, we've reduced everything down to be nice, so we don't want
right.
to offend anybody, but even more than offend anybody else, we're terrified of being called a racist, hater, bigot, Islamophobe.
Yeah, well, we're just asking questions.
Dr. Phil, but how many people you can push around just by saying, I'll call you names if you don't do what I like?
Yeah, exactly, which I think is disgusting, and to be passive about it. Here in Vista, for example, right by my daughter's old school, there's a Muslim, if you want to call it, mosque. And when you go by the mosque, you only see men. You never see wives or children or anything. It's amazing. And then my teacher friend, Lori, actually says, she's remarked, says, you know, when I drive by this place all the time, I just see these men congregating. You know, if through some Islamic order they decide to activate all these Islamic cells, we'd have a hell of a problem in America, wouldn't we? You know,
well,
you can go,
we've got one now. We like to, some people like to focus on the violence of Islam as a problem, but what I see is their will to dominate.
Right.
Because listen, what does the word Islam mean? It means submit.
Right.
And then they view it as submitting to the will of Allah. But then again, what they also say is that, well, Doctors Bill and Bill, you have to submit too. But wait a minute, we don't want to be Muslims. Well, you don't have to be Muslims, but you just have to do things the way we say. For instance, don't you want to teach Islam in the schools the way we want it taught? So they push, and we go, well, okay, well, if you want it, we'll give it to you. And I keep coming back to this. It is not that Islam is winning, Dr. Bill. It is that we are losing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. In
you
other words,
lose
your passivity. And,
yes.
And the thing is, your nature and my nature are to ask questions. And at first you don't have the answers, but you went back and actually translated the Hadith in the Quran. You have the books available on politicalislam.com. What else do you sell over there that people need to get this
really
vital information?
What I don't sell, Dr. Bill, is books. What I sell is a training system, an educational system.
So, right.
Look, we all should have been taught about Muhammad and who he actually is as
right.
when we were children in school and all the way through high school and college. But we've never been taught that. What we've been taught is that to be ignorant. But my books allow you to sit down in the comfort of your own home and or you can listen to books while you drive around in your car. But
yeah,
you can educate yourself. You can know more about Islam than one of the ranking generals in the military, that's for sure, anybody who beds up the FBI.
Right. I think you have an audio version
to
of
be known.
Right. You have an audio version of your books, too, right?
I have audio and print, electronic, Kindle, PDF. I try to give it to you any way you can. But the point is, by the way, what I do when I write my books is I write for what I call the bus driver and the taxi driver. When I first did my biography of Muhammad, which has come from, it's a canonical text, that is, it's like the Gospels.
Right.
When I made it easy to understand, I took and hired a 12-year-old and gave her $20. She was a great reader, to see if she could read my book. Well, she could read my book, and she can answer questions about it. What I'm saying is my books make it easy to learn. If you have the curiosity to know, you can now know.
Right.
This is unusual because in the history of man, up until this time in history, if you needed to know Islam, you had to go to a university and study it, usually at a graduate level course. But now then, I've made it possible so that anybody can read the doctrine of Islam and understand it. And listen to this. Reach your own understanding, your own decisions. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to you. Listen to Muhammad.
Yeah, just read it. You read what he said.
Just read it.
Well, point out a couple of the top points that Muhammad himself said, because it's only when he started jihads that he actually expanded this terror reign, because beforehand it wasn't succeeding. Who is Muhammad, and what are the key points that you'd like to say in this closing part of this segment? Because it's really important people get your teaching course in audio or in print at politicalislam.com. What are the key things you'd like to say about Muhammad? Because the guy is a monster, to be honest with you, and he pushes things, even his discussions with his wife, but maybe he dialed in and got Satan instead of getting the all of the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. And when Salman Rushdie actually documented this academically, they put a fatwa against his head back in Britain years ago. People need to understand how freaking awful Islam is.
Well, I don't even say it's awful. I just say this is what it is.
Right.
When you read my books, I nowhere do you find that I say Muhammad was a bad man. I just say this is what he did.
Yeah, it's just like a mass murderer, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a mass murderer or somebody who vivisects people up alive with it and with an axe, you know. You don't describe how a bad he is. You describe what he did to people.
But here's the confusing thing about it. There are two Muhammads. The first Muhammad, preached the religion of Islam for 13 years in Mecca. He converted about 150 people. There was no death. There was no destruction. No one was killed. When he went to Medina at the insistence of those in Mecca, he became a politician and a jihadist. And then everything changed. In the last 9 years of his life, he committed 95 acts of jihad. So here we have two different Muhammads.
Wow.
We have a peaceful Muhammad and a warlike Muhammad. So this is one of the things that's confusing about Islam is, and people say, well, gosh, he was supposed to be a nice man. Well, for a while he was a nice man, but he didn't wind up that way.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And he had a narcissistic kind of egocentric attitude, too. He believed that the apostasy in the Church of the Jews and the Church of Christians was a justification for bringing out his ideas and assuming that he was called as a prophet, when in fact he actually glorified the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. And Allah, by no means, is the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And people mistake that, and including those who try to amalgamate Islam with Christianity, including the Pope and the Jesuits. They try to pretend they're the same God. They're not. And the problem is
crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
Because if you read the Bible and you read the Quran, simple enough now thing to do, because even the Quran that I sell is easy to read and understand.
Right.
It has everything in it.
Right.
But when you read it, it's like there's two Qurans, there's two Muhammads, and so it's what people think is confusing has been now made simple, but we need to read it and do something about it. It's not enough to listen to people like you and me go on about it.
Right.
We need to educate ourselves.
Right. Now, so if they get the material and they find out, the first thing I think we should do is do a moratorium against Muslim immigration to the West. Number two, we should be closing mosques that are teaching terrorism to first and second generation Muslims, youth, that are actually could be potentially a terrorist if something really deteriorates. For example, if a war breaks out in the Middle East and we start killing a lot of Muslims, whether Sunni or Shiite, it's very likely Muslims in this country are going to get very violent. Number three, we have to understand that there are Muslims in the country that have bioweapons. For example, I use this analogy that if you're an Iranian Muslim and you're a Shiite and you think that we're attacking Tehran with American and European missiles and so on, or Israeli, it's very likely they're going to release bioweapons into, let's say, Chicago that are lyophilized in the back of a fridge. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. Listen, the biopreparat weapons that the Soviets made were transferred to Iran and Syria. People don't get this, and these are not stupid people. I'm a bioweaponeer. I was trained under Dr. Robert Brown and worked with the FBI, CDC, and FEMA. I know how to make bioweapons for less than $1,000, and these people are not stupid. They're just distorted. They're just confused. And people have to understand, evil doesn't happen because it looks bad. Evil happens because it's what you are doing what is right in your own eyes. In fact, that's the definition of Genesis 3. Evil doesn't have to look, taste, and smell bad. It has to just be not the will of God. And people have to understand on a physical level, not talking about the second world, the coming world, our geopolitical system can't tolerate Islam. Islam will never mix like oil and water with our geopolitical system based in the Bible, will it? It can't.
Well, we need to understand that they have political ideas, and if they can, remember I told you there are two Muhammads?
Right.
Well, in their political ideas, they can sound very reasonable at this stage of the game.
Right.
But later on, it becomes less reasonable.
Yeah,
so
and less reasonable means they can.
Ourselves.
Less reasonable means they can force you to take food, like in Quebec, out of the menu for other children that are not Muslim. It means they can force Sharia law on you, like they have Sharia law now in New York City with a number of Sharia law courts. It means that eventually they start to invade your geopolitical system, like these two congresswomen. And they're not necessarily just pushing Islam, they're pushing the uber left and the green agenda, not so that they can push Islam, but that's the ultimate goal, to get control and to make us all bend to the will of Islam, isn't it?
Well, we have to understand that we play our part in it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes death. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back, and we have Scott Tips here. Scott's been on the program previously. If you go to Deagle-Network, you can put in the name Scott Tips. He's a representative of the National Health Federation. He's in Geneva, Switzerland right now. We're connected by Skype. I'd like you to talk about the latest issues because you're constantly monitoring what's going on in terms of international policy that affects health and supplements, etc. What are the key issues you're researching and finding out today and the last number of months, Scott? Scott, I can hear some rumbling, but I can't hear Scott right now.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Okay, he's back. Okay, Scott, tell us the latest what's going on in terms of international policy affecting nutraceutical business, medical business, and pharmaceuticals from the National Health Federation, NHF. I think your website is nhf.org or .com?
.com. The
dot com.
NHF.
The NHF. The NHF.com.
NHF.com, right.
Can you fill us in the latest issues that are showing up? Because some of these are actually quite shocking what's going on, isn't it? Please tell us.
Oh, absolutely. There's increasing reduction of freedom of choice and individual liberty, and it's going on all fronts under the typical guise of, public safety and health safety and the like, the usual demon that they raise whenever they want to take away our freedoms, and that's what they've been doing. But this week in particular, the NHF has been occupied with this Codex Alimentarius Commission meeting here in Geneva, Switzerland, where I am right now. And let's see, it's about 11:45 in the evening. And had a very long day today, yesterday and the day before, as we fought for health freedom and better health on a good number of issues. This is the Codex Alimentarius Commission is the international body that has sway over 99.9% of the world's population with its standards and guidelines that it issues.
Right. And by the way, Codex started with a gentleman who was actually in a Dutch prison after World War II, and he was a former Nazi, and he actually set up this idea of the Codex that would allow them to use nutritional pseudoscience to actually control nutritionals against the expansion which has been occurring for years with drugs, including taking nutritionals and adding side groups or making nutritionals considered the devil, that they're harmful to you, which is absolutely insane. Not based on science, but on policy to support the big banks and the big drug companies and big Medica. That's why I refer to the AMA as the American Murder Association. And Codex is one of the most evil things I've ever heard of. It's unbelievably evil, isn't it?
Well, it is in some ways. Now, the people who originally planted the seed are gone. And what is the fruit of their labor? Well, if you look at the Ford Foundation, the person who planted the seed for that was actually a pretty good guy, the original Ford, but it got twisted and distorted as these things usually do. So the question to really ask about this is the seed that was planted, did it get twisted and distorted into something better, worse, or really just more of the same? And the players who are there, and I've been going to the Codex meetings for, I'm on my 20th year now.
Wow.
And the National Health Federation is the only health freedom group with a seat at the Codex table, which means we get a microphone and we get to speak out at the meeting. And I already have on several significant issues. And we had still have 632 participants at this meeting, this particular one. So it's a huge meeting. Well, and two of the issues that they were considering were approving standards for pesticide residues. And the other was really trying to approve higher levels of cadmium in chocolate, as well as there was another issue, and it's escaping me at the moment, but we had, I think it was the cadmium issue, we had a large number of countries opposed to it, and yet the Codex science officer, a guy named Marcus Lipp, L-I-P, was trying to finagle a way to get approval and adoption of the standard anyway, because JEGFA, the Joint Expert Committee on Food Additives, had decided that it was perfectly safe, and they didn't care how many people in the room opposed it, which is really showing you the dirty tricks that they go to.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're supposed to reach agreement through consensus. That's all the Codex Procedural Manual says.
Yeah, it's not science, it's consensus. It's like the Delphi technique. One of the things I've noticed over the years is we have tons of customers in Germany and Europe and many other countries because they're under Codex. Because in their own home country, they can't have high dose, for example, Power C Plus or calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, and other supplements because they consider it not only unnecessary but dangerous to actually have high dosages of nutraceuticals that are totally safe and have biological effects at high dosages or bioavailability. And the Codex has caused harm to a lot of people. I think it's caused the death of millions because nutritional access, and for example, when they allow pesticides, there's a big lawsuit now, three big ones now. The largest one was the last one a few months ago, $2 billion, how Roundup caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in a husband and wife. And they won the lawsuit against the drug company, which is a German company that actually bought out Mount Satan. Do you like that term? Instead of Mount Satan, Santo, I call Mount Satan. And what they've done is they're approving pesticides which they know are adjuvants to cause cancer or stealth infections or autoimmune disease. And they could give a rat's behind what happens. And they don't even deal with science, because if you actually do testing, like, for example, I started doing testing 39 years ago with Dr. Chung and Vujdani at UCLA, because they're looking at toxic chemicals, how they cause cancer, autoimmune disease, and cardiac conduction problems. And the three chemicals we looked at were trimethylamine anhydride from diesel fuel, formaldehyde, which, by the way, is a byproduct of aspartame and Splenda, aspartame and Adventame, and toluene diisocyanate that's in fast-drying paint. Now, at the time, I was taking fast-drying paint employees in Calgary, Alberta, because we're getting a lot of people get developing cardiac conduction problems, pancreatic cancer, dementia, and other serious health problems. And so I tracked down that the UCLA was doing an antibody against human serum albumin and set up a special protocol to measure antibody titers and then tie it directly back to their disease, whether it's a His bundle study abnormality in their heart, pancreatic cancer, dementia, or other serious illnesses. And we found a direct correlation. I started getting death threats about a year after I started doing the research by just sending bloods down. We didn't do any treatment. And they kept on threatening to kill me or my wife. And I had got a call from the registrar of the College of Physicians and Surgeons that, Dr. Deagle, you're back at it again. And the previous year, I was working with the head of pathology on research with diabetes, ordered by the province of Alberta, by the way. And we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on research studies, money, with the Heritage Trust Fund on the most advanced insulin, glucose, cortisol, prolactin, T3, reverse T3 test we brought from Germany. And the response of the registrar was, you're back at it again, Dr. Deagle. And then I told him, I said, I've been getting death threats. And the previous night, the night before I got the call, I had a car try to ram me off the Crowchild Trail on an overpass about 50 feet above. It would have killed me. And so being aggressive, I actually got my car, I locked up behind his bumper and pushed him off the freeway. All right? Being Mr. Aggressive. The next day when Roy called me, I said, Roy, you know, I just got off the phone with Jimmy from the UAW and he's Italian. And by the way, this guy told me, he straight up, he's like works with an Italian mob working with the DOAW. And I told him my stories. He said, well, if the registrar calls you or anybody else calls and threatens you, you tell them, you tell me who they are and they won't bother anybody again. And 3 weeks later, after I called back and talked to Roy, he quit. So you have to understand, passive people die. And if the population tolerates toxics in their water, like GMO food, even Trump has allowed this, or toxic pesticides, or gets rid of high-dose vitamins because your country won't allow it, you're going to have serious health problems. And, you know, right now we have scalar radiation on top of it with, I don't know if NHF has anything to do with that, but 5G network and smart meters and so on.
We don't promote scalar radiation.
No, but I'm saying it amplifies the effect of toxins. So what we have now is we have toxic pesticides in our food. We have demineralized food. We have people that are getting GMO food that's not normal and not recognized by the body as biologically okay. And now the body, we're getting more and more illnesses at younger age. When I went to medical school, only one in person in 12 got cancer. Now it's less than one in two. We see a lot more ADD. When I went to medical school in the second year of my medical school back in the mid-70s, we had one case in 4,600 that had ADD. Now it's one in 68. And in some towns and cities in America, it's one in 28. We see a lot more. I see a drop in the IQ. In fact, they've done measured IQs, and for the last three decades, it's dropped 7 points per decade. The young people nowadays are stupid as nails by comparison to even the average person back three decades ago.
True.
And I'm not being exaggerating when I say that. It's a functional degradation caused by the toxins in our food and demineralized food and toxic radiation, like having a cell phone at the side of your head. And when you don't have supplements to reverse that by reversing toxic free radicals and supplying nutrients to rebuild your tissues, you're going to get sick, and you're going to die early, and you're going to get ill long beforehand. So you're defending our right to actually have good nutrition. And you have to understand the people behind this, which is directly linked to the WHO. The WHO put out vaccines back in the 1990s, and they sterilized women from Soweto, Africa, and the Philippines, and they went to the International Court of Justice in The Hague, and the International Court of they went to sue the World Health Organization in Geneva, and won against them because they were sterilizing people. They tried it again in 2014, and the Catholic Doctors Association discovered that the vaccines for tetanus vaccine was laced to actually create antibodies against their trophoblasts, so they couldn't get first trimester pregnancies. And they proved it. Okay? So you got to understand, this is an overall scheme to remove nutrients that can save you or rescue you from toxic exposure. It's to provide you nutrients so your body can regenerate yourself, whether it's stopping heart disease or hypertension or dementia. And it's a eugenic policy. You have to understand, this policy by the Codex was set up by a Nazi who was basically part of the population reduction and control by removing toxic nutrients that could protect you against toxins or allow your body to detoxify and provide you nutrients that are not in your food anymore. I mean, if you look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture degradation of mineral content in food between 1948 and 1994, it's disgusting. 93% drop in all the major minerals, selenium, chromium, vanadium, copper. And right. If you don't have these minerals in your food, you cannot activate the genes to create structural proteins and enzymes to detoxify or grow any tissue or heal. So we wonder why people are getting sicker earlier. It's not surprising to me why diabetes is taking off and why cancer rates are through the ceiling, or why this family won this lawsuit. Well, where do you see things going? Because you guys have got a very vital role here. You're the only sitting member that can actually sit in the Codex. These people are devils. There's no word around it. The Codex is a Luciferic document and a Luciferic council of evil, isn't it?
Well, they are, but it's not a monolithic entity. I mean, there are some good people, just like there are, believe it or not, some good people in the FDA. But unfortunately, they don't...
But misinformed, and there are two things that I've noticed about these people, including the well-informed, well, uninformed, or basically medically inadequate doctors. 95% of doctors are even well-intentioned, but they're stupid. Okay? These people have maybe well-intentioned, but they're stupid. They don't have good facts, and they go along like these programs called the Delphi Technique with the consensus. And they're very consensus-oriented, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. That's their key word there is consensus. But now what we found at this meeting, and we had actually NHF defeated it at a vet residue committee meeting in Chicago in April of last year, is that they're trying to, when they don't get their way with consensus, they've invented a new term called scientific consensus.
Oh, really?
Well, if even a minority, this goes their reasoning, a minority in the room agree on the science that's been proven by the Codex science officer, then, you know, we will pass it through and adopt the standard,
Codex is another religion, in other words, and they want science dogma to become religious dogma. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
thank you for coming on, Scott.
Rules as they go along.
Okay, I want to post up the links. You have some links to basically thenhf.com, thenhf.com. We'll get you back on the program for some more segments, Scott. I appreciate you coming on today. Coming up tomorrow, you don't want to miss it, I'll be on the first hour with health and wellness issues. You can call in 818-818-6401, Gary Richard Arnold on the New World Order. And Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist from New Zealand, will be back on Christian archaeology.
Which was most important because that was